The opinions expressed are those of the program host and guest and are not those of WSTU. WSTU does not endorse products that may be mentioned. Any reproduction or retransmission of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without written consent of WSTU. The phone lines are open. Call in with your questions and comments at 220-9788. That's 220-WSTU. It's time for Stuart Laser Talk with your host, Dr. Tred J. Rezacker.
I'm 5'10" and 242 pounds.
I always say this is the biggest I'm ever going to be, and I said that like 20 pounds ago.
A third of Americans are obese. Another third is overweight.
Obesity is the biggest threat to the health, welfare, and future of this country.
I've always been overweight.
I've got diabetes.
Sleep apnea.
Heart disease.
Everything's hurting now.
It's a lot easier to lose weight than it is to keep weight off.
This is probably going to be the first generation of children who are going to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents.
18% of our children right now are obese.
It's not only health, it's about survival and well-being of the United States as a nation.
You don't crave broccoli, and our generation has grown up craving a Big Mac.
I'm going to think that there's something better for me.
Unless we're able to control this epidemic, we're going to have an abundance of chronic disease.
All of us have to be part of the solution to reduce obesity.
The weight of the nation is out of control, but we can fix that.
If we don't now take this as a really urgent national priority, we are all going to pay a really serious price.
Obesity will crush the United States in oblivion.
Hello, my name is Dr. Tred Rezacker, and I was a fat, hopeless doctor who struggled with losing weight. I finally found a solution for my own weight loss, and I reversed my type 2 diabetes using an FDA-cleared low-level laser. It is the truth. I'm here to shout from the tops of the WSTU radio station here that this process works. It helped me. It basically saved my life. And I decided to make it a life's mission to share this message and this truth with other people. And I always like to start out because with all of this COVID that's happening and all these fear about being healthy and what to do about the wearing masks or not wearing masks, I really think this little story is a great analogy as to what you need to do right now to help protect yourself and to become healthier. But until you figure out where health is, you know, how to find health, it's really hard to fall into false truths, into things which basically could be lies about where health really is found. And of course, you know, because healthcare and financial and business models are tied directly together in many instances, you have to negotiate the different choices very carefully because of that financial gain, which is endemic within healthcare right now. So here's my little story about the secret to health. At the beginning of civilization, there were three evil men who had discovered the secret to health. These three men wanted to ensure that when the people needed to know how to be healthy, that they could profit from their newfound knowledge. So they devised a plan. The first one said, "Let's hide the secret to health in the tallest mountain. This way, they will never find it in the tallest mountain." And the second man said, "No, no, someday they'll explore all the mountains and find our secret." He said, "I think it would be better to sink the secret to health at the bottom of the deepest ocean. Then we can be sure no one would ever be able to find it there." And the third man said, "You know, they're going to search the oceans. They're going to search the mountains someday." He says, "I have a much better place. I know a place where they will never look for the secret of health." And he suggested, "We'll take a little piece of the secret to health and put it inside each and every person. Then our secret will be safe because they will never think of looking there within each other." And that is what they did. So I want you to know, I claim this to be truthful, that the secret to health is within each one of you, but for some reason you have been fooled to think of it outside of yourself. Something that you have to buy, a plan you must belong to, something that you have to have injected into you, something you need to have explained to you for a fee, of course, something to keep you dependent on something outside of your own body's ability to heal itself. It is my mission and sometimes my burden for over the last 30 years to teach and expose this, because this is truly a lie. The truth be told, that your body's ability to heal is far greater than anyone has allowed you to believe. This has never been more of a problem than today. My name is Dr. Tred Risacker, and I want to thank you for tuning into my show, A Pathway to Better Health, here on WSTU 1450. I can be heard every Tuesday from 9 to 10 o'clock. Phone lines are open, 220-9788. I can also be reached for private consultation at my Stewart office, Dr. Tred's Slim Body Laser Spa, right across the street from Fresh Market on East Ocean Boulevard. You can get me online at www.slimbodylaserspa.com or my email at slimbodylaserspa@gmail.com. So I'm going to go over a few things today which are a little out of the norm for me. And the first one is about belly fat in women and why it is so difficult to get rid of belly fat in women more than men. And there's also something as a phenomenon called skinny fat. Have you ever heard the term skinny fat? Okay, and I'm going to go over exactly what it means to be skinny fat. And what it means in Wikipedia is you're thin on the outside and fat on the inside. And in my history and my experience at owning the Slim Body Laser Spa and performing over 5,000 to 6,000 consultations with people looking to lose weight or to change their body mass index or also just want to do body sculpting, that oftentimes they are skinny in appearance. When they step on the bathroom scale, they're skinny. But really, when I hook them on the machine called the body fat analysis machine, the BMI, is sometimes they're morbidly obese, even though the scale has not changed. And I think it's really important to define what that means, because high body fat percentage is related to dozens of different conditions: heart disease, stroke, diabetes, low immune response, chronic inflammation. And with this realization, I think, is really coming home that we're all possibly have a stand of being infected with this COVID-19 virus, and that a lot of people that get infected have no symptoms from it. And, what is the difference between somebody who has an infection yet doesn't have a symptom? And in medicine, we call them a highly resistant person. I want to be highly resistant. If that is something I'm striving for in my life, I want to be highly resistant, because I don't think we're ever going to figure out every single virus, germ, bug, whether we created it or not, whether it was a bioweapon or not. We are going to have these, it's going to be like a Congo line of germs and bacteria and parasites and worms that are always going to be trying to find a host. They're always going to be looking for that. And if you control that, you control people. You can control your beliefs and where you go for health. Pretty soon they're going to be rolling out a vaccine here. Seems to be on in the pipeline. I think there's over 200 different manufacturers with different COVID vaccines. And it seems like almost like a horse race to get to see who's going to have the first one. And to be really honest with you, if you're a highly resistant person, you probably aren't going to benefit from the vaccine as much as somebody who has a low resistance, somebody who has more of a susceptibility to do it. Medicine failure is in the fact that they try to make one drug or one process fit everybody instead of realizing that each and every individual person has different, they come to the table with different skills. They come to the table with different situations. They come to the table, some are healthy, some aren't. Some have genetic strength because of their raising or their genetic line. Others don't. Some are willing to manage their calories and their food intake to be healthy. Others are not. And for that reason, there are people that will need these types of interventions, and they're critically important for them. And where medicine fails, and this is my opinion, and I think it's becoming very clear and obvious, that one hammer doesn't fix everything. To just have a hammer and you smash everything with it, some are going to do fine, but others are going to be crushed by it. And that, to me, is wrong action and the wrong way to go about it. They really, you know, and one of the ways that they push these one solution for everybody is under the fear that, you know, you're protecting other people for some reason because of their lack of ability to not be resistant. That resistance is down in those people. So you have to put yourself in harm's way to protect them, yet there's very, very little evidence that that really works. So let's look at this in a way of being resistant, of strengthening your body's ability to be healthy, well, you know, within your systems, within your body is a natural, innate healing mechanism which strives to keep you on this planet. It wasn't given to you to try to make you sick and lose energy and libido and fatigue and having all these problems. You were given this healing ability to strengthen your body, but it requires some foundational principles to function. Just like your car needs really good gasoline, you need to have the oil changed, you need to lubricate the bearings, you have to do the alignment to make it last longer. Your body is no different. It is a machine which utilizes the food you give it, the amount of water that you put into it, the amount of movement, the exercise, which strengthens all of the systems in your body, the ability to prevent toxicities from being exposed to toxins and poisons, and the ability to rest and recuperate are absolutely foundational principles in developing a stronger immune response, a resistance. So when and if the pandemic comes a knocking at your door, or you want to go see your grandkids, you know, you need to be resistant. And it can be something as simple as drinking more fresh, clean water. Did you know that? That your immune system is strengthened with fresh water. It is degraded, it is lessened by drinking drinks which are sugary drinks. Sugar is known to be a poison in large amounts. Sugar, when you eat sugar or have sugary products or things which are turned into sugar, such as processed foods and carbohydrates that are processed, not all carbohydrates are bad, just the ones that are processed, you flood your body with high glycemic index, with lots of blood sugar, and it's toxic to the body. It can't use it to build tissue. It can't use it to build muscle. Muscle isn't built by sugar. It's built with protein. And then your body has to deal with it. And one of the things it does is it stores some of it as fat. And it keeps storing it as fat. And when you're not exercising enough to burn the extra calories that you're eating from the sugar products, then your pancreas, that wonderful gland which produces insulin and controls blood sugar, gives up the ghost. It starts to fail. And we call that diabetes, type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes used to be called adult onset diabetes. Now it's called type 2 because there's children in their 8 and 9 and 10 years old whose diet is so atrocious with processed foods that they're developing type 2 diabetes, and they're not even obese, which is gets me back to my other point, skinny but fat. Listen, you wouldn't spend all your money and have a wonderful car that you love, and it's, you know, you worked for 5-10 years to save the money up, and you bought this car to then go out and buy the worst possible fuel and pour crap into the gas tank. Yet for some reason, we seem to do this with our bodies. And to me, it's just wrong. You have to really look at that. So that's one of the messages about being the secret to health, the secret to resistance, the secret to improving your body's ability to bounce back if you were to get infected or to get sick. That is the definition of health. True health is having a body that you don't know you have it. In other words, it isn't sore, it's not painful, it eats food, it digests food, it evacuates its bowels, it urinates as it's supposed to, you go to sleep, you wake up, if you want to run, it runs, if you want to carry something, you know, help somebody, it can do that, and you don't even know you have a body. That was my mom's definition of health when I was a young man. I remember it. She goes, health is having a body that you don't know you have. And now that I'm 59, I suffered with type 2 diabetes because of some habits when I was younger of not watching my weight. I now am aware of my body all the time. I have to accommodate my body. I have to be careful about how I stand, the types of shoes I wear. I have to watch my blood sugar. You know, this could have been prevented if I had followed my own advice when I was younger, but I still like to think at 59 years old, I got a really good chance of being healthy for a long time. You know, I want to be in my 90s. So 69, 79, 89, I got 40 more years. And the decisions I make today, the things that I choose to do, is to make sure that I accept the fact that I might be here for 40 more years, even maybe longer. Who knows? Maybe be a centurion. And I do not want to be so consumed with my body as a result of that. And that's why I practice health. That's why I watch my calories. That's why I measure my weight. I do my body fat analysis. That's why I have my blood. I check my blood sugar every day. That's why I take supplements and minerals and things that I don't think we're getting enough supplements in our food. I feel like the food, even though it's vegetables, it's devoid of the nutrients that were present, you know, 30 years ago, and they've proven this. The nutrition within a carrot or a stalk of broccoli was different 30 years ago than it is today. That it's 20 to 30% less of the nutrients and the minerals and those trace elements in vegetables that we eat today than we used to get 30 years ago. Because we're not growing the food in a sustainable way. You know, they call it organic today, but organic has probably been popular for about 10 years. And the way that nature intended vegetables to grow was in the same soil that they died in. You know, when the vegetable grew and the animal came or the human picked some of it, a lot of the leaves were left there and they fell back into the dirt and it composted back into the soil. And then naturally some of the seeds were left there and they grow up again with more of the vegetable or whatever was there. And it's a sustainable system. That's not the way we grow food today. We grow food today by plowing down fields and gassing the dirt to keep the bugs out. I've seen it out in Okeechobee at some of the vegetable farms. They put this plastic down every growing season. All the fields in this one area in Lake Placid are blackened dirt. It looks wonderful dirt. It's right there in that low area of Okeechobee. And then they have these people that come and they put these big plastic sheets over all of that ground. And then they have these big metal, look like LP gas tanks. And I found out that they're gassing the dirt to kill the bacteria and the nematodes and things which would be in the ground. Now, some of this is for flowers, for these flower farms. But they also do that with some of the vegetable farms. And then they take the plastic off. It aerates it, supposedly, and then they plant the food there. You know, that should concern you a little bit. And I'm not saying that the food is toxic. What I'm saying is it doesn't have the natural elements which are required for your body to function at its 100 percentile. You know, we need a little bit of zinc. We need a little bit of magnesium. We need a little bit of copper. We need a little bit of iron. We need a little bit of beryllium. We need a little bit of these, I like to call it stardust, things from the universe, from the thermonuclear reactor called the sun, and stars that exploded when they collided in our universe. And these particles fell onto the earth. And this is what made up our mineral basis. It's only a very thin crust. It's a very thin layer which surrounds us, our earth. And that's what you and I are made of. That light, that radiant energy in the plants and the intelligence of our higher power of God that created us, utilized those as your building blocks. That's how it built your bones and your calcium and your minerals and your iron. Your hemoglobin to carry oxygen requires iron. Yet the vegetables and the food we're eating are very devoid of those substances, those particulates that are so important. That's why I supplement. And that's why you should supplement also. Now, not all supplementation is good. And some of it can be too much for certain people. And that gets me back to the other principle about medicine. You don't use one hammer to fix everybody. Because if you do, 10% are going to be crushed by the hammer. And there's 30% that really need it. The other 50% are doing it just to make money on it. Medicine and these things have to be individualized, personalized approach that each person, depending on each person's situation. And that should be looked at before you allow vaccinations and medications and treatments. A really good understanding of your immune response, because you wouldn't want to give somebody, bypass the body's normal way of developing immunities by injecting it directly into the bloodstream to try to confer an antibody response. That's has a lot of problems with that. But if you're somebody who's been immune depressed because you have comorbidities and your immune system isn't functioning and it needs that help, then it's probably might be a good idea. And I'm okay with that. I just don't believe that 3.5 billion people or everybody's in the same situation and should receive the same type of treatment, because it seems like it's a big profit motivating thing to me. And that's all I'll say about that. So there's another theory that I really want to point out, and then I'll get into the belly fat and what we do at the Slim Body Laser Spa. And that is, it's called the germ theory. Now, you know, medicine is really based on something we call the germ theory. And let me explain what the germ theory is. Back in the 1800s and the 1700s, when people got sick, they seem to get sick at the same time for the same reasons within the same area, right? I mean, you know, one household everybody might get flu-like symptoms, or one household, everybody might get the same cough. And before they had microscopes and before they had electron microscopes and really understood bacteria and viruses, they started examining these people to find out what was present in their bodies, what was the commonality of why they had these sicknesses. And what they were able to do was they identified certain bacteria that were visible and prolific in the people that were sick at the same time, right? So that might be E. coli for gastric problems. That could be Staph aureus for chronic infections. You could also have the pneumonia one, which is a bacterial infection of your lungs, which everybody had, these rods and bacillus. They identified it with a regular microscope. Now, they was many, many years before they identified viruses as being vectors of disease. It was all about bacteria. And what they found is that all the people that were sick, had similar symptoms, all showed high levels of these bacteria. Yet the people that were not sick, sometimes the bacteria wasn't even present, or if it was at a very low concentration. That is the germ theory, that germs, that germs make you sick. And that when you have proliferation of bacteria or even viruses, you must kill that specific vector to create health in a person. And here's the problem with that, okay? And here's the best analogy I'll use. Suppose you come home to your, and this is about the germ theory, if you've just tuned in, this is my explanation about the germ theory. Suppose you come home and somebody left the trash out and it stinks. And you come in and there's flies around the trash. They're feeding on the dead stuff in the trash. And you go to your cabinet and you grab a can of Raid and you spray it. And you kill all the flies. Everything is killed. No flies. Cool. Put your thumbs up. Handled that problem. You go back, come back a couple hours later, and there's more flies again. You're like, I thought I killed them all. And you went back and you spray it again. And the next day, you come back and there's more flies again. And you spray it again. Now, how long would you keep doing that? Wouldn't you take the trash out, remove the trash, throw it out? Do the flies come back when there's no dead trash? Absolutely not. That, my friends, is the germ theory. That a person's overall resistance to disease, your immune function, how well your body is operating, has more to do with why those bacteria are proliferating than you needing the medication to get rid of the bacteria. Now, and that means that your inner mechanisms, your body's ability to function, is like the trash, which has to be, you know, which has been not taken care of. It's collected stuff, because bacteria's job, one of the jobs of bacteria, is to break down dead, decaying tissue and bring it back into the ground. And you can have areas in your body that are not getting enough energy, enough life force, because of nutrition problems, circulatory problems, and spinal nerve problems that can affect the quality and the ability of that area to cleanse itself. And the bacteria that are present in your body naturally do their job, and that would be to create an infection. And that's one of the reasons, the basis is behind ear infections. Chronic ear infections in children. They don't know why they happen, according to the doctors. They just recognize there's a pathogen in there. There's a bacteria in there. It's affecting. It's swollen. It's red. He's in pain. We give him the antibiotic. We spray the Raid. It kills the bacteria. The symptoms go away. And does the symptom come back? Does the situation come back? Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it does. And then they give another dose of antibiotic. They spray the Raid again, without really getting to the cause as to why the inner ear is susceptible to bacteria. What's happening? And, you know, it's a long story to understand the mechanisms behind it, because there's many factors that can create chronic earaches in kids. And I'm not saying that bacteria, that antibiotics isn't part of a process of helping people, because you've let yourself go to a point where you need antibiotics. If your health has suffered so much that your immune system has become so degraded, you're not following certain principles, you need these medicines. To not need these medicines, to not need these vaccinations, you got to work on your health, being stronger, eating the right foods with the right nutrients. And I just told you, they don't always have them in the food you buy at Publix. You probably need to supplement. And another one, which is really critical, is vitamin D. This vitamin D, I'm sure you've heard about it. Vitamin D, they used to put in the milk, if you remember. Vitamin D comes from dairy. It doesn't come from the cow. They put it in there. They fortify it. And vitamin D is produced in your skin when sunlight reaches your skin and the sunlight mixes with cholesterol. Now, cholesterol is a fatty substance made by the body, which when mixed with sunlight produces vitamin D. And vitamin D is an immune system booster. It's not vitamin, by the way, it's a hormone. And now we have people on cholesterol-lowering medication to lower cholesterol, because God forbid your cholesterol should be high. Now they're not going out in the sun because they're all forced to stay inside their houses. They're scared of the sun. You don't want to have cancer from the sun, which is rare, by the way. And now we're devoid and we're not getting enough vitamin D. And when doctors do their exams and many natural practitioners, people are always coming up with very low vitamin D levels. So imagine that. So you should supplement with vitamin D if you're not, especially if you're not getting outside and getting enough sun. So these are the secret to health is within you, and it comes by common sense, things you probably learned when you were younger in kindergarten about drinking water and getting enough sleep and eating fruits and vegetables and having enough protein in your meal, exercising, having connections to God, to spiritual things, because spirituality and this helps you in times of need, having good family connections if you don't, you know, define them. So you're listening to Dr. Tread's Slim Body Laser Spa, and I live and practice what I'm telling you, and my Slim Body Laser Spa is more than just a body sculpting, tummy tightening situation. We're using FDA-cleared low-level lasers to help you reduce body fat without diet or exercise. Let me repeat that. Body fat, when it's excess, is very dangerous for your health, and it's one of the few things that you can change pretty easily to make yourself healthier, to make yourself more resistant to germs, bacteria, viruses, worms, vectors, all that stuff I had explained. Yet, to lose body fat without any help is not difficult. It's just people don't seem to be very successful at it. It takes discipline. It takes eating less. It takes exercising more. It's a very slow process to see the changes. Oftentimes, we're just looking at the scale. We're not really measuring our body fat percentages. So a lot of people, when they say, hey, I dropped 5 pounds today, I can't believe it, they really lost 5 pounds of water because they cut the salt out of their diet. Another person might lose 5 or 10 pounds by not eating properly, by eating so much less, and they've only lost muscle tone. Fat isn't what you burn first. Fat is burned last. The day you stop eating, the hour you don't eat, after 4 hours, your body goes into glycogen. It goes into the liver to get its energy, not fat. So 4 hours after a meal, and you need more, your body needs more calories to survive, it doesn't go to fat, it goes to glycogen. Now, glycogen is the stored form of glucose stored in your liver. 20% of your liver is glycogen, and it's there for that emergency calorie source. Once you've expended your glycogen, which is pretty quick, I don't know the exact number, but depends on how healthy you are. Some people expend, it might take 2 or 3 days to go through the glycogen stores. Then your body goes after muscle. Muscle is a better calorie source than fat, because muscle is amino acids. It's proteins. And amino acids can be broken down and utilized as energy. And those amino acids can also be put back together to make more muscle. So your body's going to use that energy source before it goes to fat. Once your glycogen is done, 2-3 days, then you've moved through the muscle, burning of muscle tissue, then you start going into fat. And for most of you, by then, you've already given up your diet. You said, this is terrible. I've been miserable. I've been lethargic. I'm hungry. I've been doing this for a week, 2 days. I'm not seeing any result. And then you go back to overeating. And the only thing you're doing is you're just restoring glycogen in the muscle back. You're never getting really to the fat. To burn fat, you have to eat 200 to 300 calories less than your normal intake, whatever that is. You have to eat less than you normally eat. Otherwise, if you only eat your normal amount, nothing's going to change for you. I'm sorry. Your body has developed a set point at that normal amount. And you know what your normal amount is. It might be 1,800 calories. It could be 3,000. It could be 6,000 or 7,000 for people that exercise a lot. But if you want to burn fat, you have to eat less than that amount. And you got to do it for longer than 3 days. You got to do it for a month, you know, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. After 12 weeks of eating a little bit less than your normal amount, you're going to actually start to lose fat, not just weight. And fat is the killer. Fat is inflammatory. Fat leads to diabetes. Fat leads to heart disease. Fat collects in the liver. Fat collects around your heart. So that is what we do at the Slim Body Laser Spa. Our program is 3 times a week for 3 weeks. You come in. We do an intake. I do a nutritional evaluation with me. We sit down. We talk about your short-term goals, what your expectations are in the next 3 to 4 weeks, and also what your long-term goals are. Do you want to learn more about food? Do you want to continue with losing weight, or you just want to get rid of some extra body fat that you don't like the way it looks? Or, you know, it's a health risk, but it's really more of a image, you know, of a aesthetic reasons, which is what is so wonderful about the Slim Body, because we can handle both of those people. Whether you're somebody who is looking at cool sculpting because you want to get rid of a bulge, and or you're somebody who has a lot of bulges and you want to lose weight, we can handle either one very easily. And it's the same program. And so the laser is involved. What the laser does is it opens up the fat cells. It causes the contents of the fatty acid to be released from the tissues. And then you have to burn it as energy within the next 4 hours. So you're 30 minutes, you're on the laser. You release 400 to 600 calories of free fatty acid, not glycogen, not glucose, fat, which is not normal for your body, like I explained. Fat is the last thing you get after you start dieting. At the Slim Body Laser Spa, this machine releases fat from the surface fat, the subcutaneous fat. Now, here's the challenge. In the next 4 hours, if you don't burn those calories, it's going to be restored somewhere else. And we use something called whole body vibration immediately after the 30 minutes on the laser. Stand on the whole body vibration plate for 10 minutes. And this is a gentle, it can be aggressive. If you turn it on high, you know, we manage it so nobody feels like it's too strong. And what it's doing is it's moving your body. It's releasing calories. It's helping with circulation. It's basically moving the calories from the outer compartment, which is the subcutaneous, into the visceral system. Now, the rule at the Slim Body Laser Spa is you can't come in if you haven't eaten in 2 hours. You know, you have 2 hours when you come in where you haven't eaten, and then you don't eat for another 2 hours. So there's a 4-hour window where you don't eat any food. And in that second hour, the calories are pushed in by whole body vibration, 400 to 600 calories, and then you burn that over the next 2 more hours. Every time you do it, you have an inch loss reduction that's measured that you can see in some. Some need to be shown with pictures and measurements, but it happens with everybody. And then you go back to eating your normal dinner. So the day you come into the Slim Body Laser Spa, you're giving up one meal per day because you're not giving it up. You're getting it from your belly fat. So let's say you have a 12 o'clock appointment at the Slim Body. You have breakfast in the morning. Lunch you get from your belly fat by the process. And then you have a normal dinner at night. When you're not at the Slim Body, when it's just a normal day, we do one day on, one day off, one day on, you're going to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, just like you normally would. The day you come in, you're going to give up one of those intervals, and the body's going to get it from your stored fat. This is how we decrease somebody's body fat percentage over time. Every time we do it, 400 to 600 calories of pure fatty acid is burned and released as long as you follow the simple guidelines. 9 sessions in 3 weeks. Most people lose 6 to 9 inches combining the measurements and anywhere from 3 to 6 pounds. Guaranteed. We have thousands of people that have done it. Many of them, you'll know who they are. We have testimonials on the walls, over 350 testimonials, if you wonder if it works. It used to be in the beginning, people would come in, they'd say, does this really work? Does this really work? And I was almost offended because I'm like, well, no. I've given up my whole career in chiropractic and put millions of dollars into marketing and that because this doesn't work. You know, I mean, come on. But I understand there's people out there that do these processes, and they have no intention of really getting results. They just sell a person a plan. They sell them a plan. And then there's no way to go back. We give refunds. If somebody doesn't respond and they've done what they're supposed to do and I've accepted them as a client, we have it in writing. I write it in writing. Now, no one in this market or business does this. Nobody. Ask your cool sculpting provider who thinks it's so great if they will give you a guarantee that you'll lose those inches. They will not. Ask to see pictures of people that, you know, more than 2 or 3 that the manufacturer gave them, they cannot give you those pictures. Ask for signed testimonials written in hand by the people that have been through. I'd like to see like 20 before I get started. They're not going to have that. We do. We do. We have walls of testimonials, 350 signed 8x10 testimonials, not their body parts, just their beautiful smiling faces. You will recognize an enormous amount of people there because we're a business, you know, we're local. So that's what we do with the Slim Body. Now, here's something else I think is really important. So by the way, it's Dr. Tread Slim Body Laser Spa. Open for consultations. I can be reached at private consultation at my office all this week, 772-223-5885. We're online at slimbodylaserspa.com. And you can email me at slimbodylaserspa@gmail.com. Listen, my name is very unique. Dr. Tread. Say it into your little cell phone. Hit the button. And put in, say, Dr. Tread, and you'll come up with my websites. There's no reason why you can't contact us. So as a result of COVID, by the way, we are 120 days into the lockdown. Who would have ever thought in February, March, when they said we had to flatten the curve, that this would last into July? So nobody... mainly older people over 60 are not coming out. My practice, my business is mostly people over 65 years old, and they are not coming out. I've called them on the phone. I've spoke with them. I had a few people come in. They're scared. They're fearful that they're going to get sick, that they're going to get COVID, and they are shuttered in within their homes. I mean that. Most of the clients we've had come in since you know, we've been open through this whole process because I'm an essential provider as a chiropractor. But, you know, we haven't, most of the people that have come in have all been in their 30s and 40s, you know, the younger crowd, the younger community. And so I said to myself, we got to do something for these people at home. What can I offer them, my clients? And I came up with a home package. So listen, pay very close attention to this. If you're one of my listeners and you're at home and you don't want to come out of the house, I have Dr. Tread's Home Smart Lipo Unit. And this is a machine which is made in the UK called the MyLipo. And it is a red light technology. It is not a laser. It's a class 2 device. Now, lasers, which is what we use at the spa, are regulated by the FDA and by the, you know, by the state. And you cannot own a laser unless you're a doctor like me. But the technology of red light, they call it laser-like lipo. You'll see other people advertising it. I finally decided to get a home unit that somebody could buy at the spa, or we can ship it to you, or you can have your grandson come pick it up, and you can apply it at your house just like we do at the laser spa. The device is $1,800. It has 4 LED paddles. It comes with full directions how to use it. You can literally don't eat for 2 hours, get the machine at home, don't have any food for 2 hours, make sure you're hungry, plenty, drink water. You can put the paddles on the area that you want to shrink and reduce for 20 minutes. And then if you have a vibration plate, fantastic. If you don't, you can walk, you can swim in your pool, but a vibration plate is a much better efficient way of doing that. And any of my clients will you know, any of my 6,000 clients will tell you that whole body vibration made the difference. And then from there, you can start to lose body fat, just like at the spa. So I also offer, if anybody that buys the package, which includes the vibration plate and the laser, you know, if you bought them separately, they'd be over, it would be over over $3,000. If you buy them together, the price is $2,390. And that's the machine, the MyLipo, and that's my vibration plate. It also comes with forms, directions, and worksheets, just like we use in the spa. I will include a self-locking tape measure, just like we use in the spa, 30-day supply of the detox supplements, just like we use in the spa, free shipping, and you can communicate with me as to how to use it, when to use it, you know, in a reasonable way. We're not going to allow day in, day out conversations, but, you know, I'll give you my 15, 20 minutes to explain it. I also have videos that we can include that you can download that show how to apply the machine, what to expect. It's wonderful. So step one, 20 minutes with the Dr. Tread's Home Smart Lipo every other day. Step two, 10 to 20 minutes on the whole body vibration plate. Step three, healthy lifestyle, high protein, low carb diet. I got them in the office. We had 6 of them go last week. 6 home packages that people have gotten because they're like, I can't believe you're doing this, doc. You're offering it at the house? They used to have to come into the office. I have people that drive from Sebastian, that drive from all the way down in Boca Raton, Okeechobee, because they can't. I had nothing I could give them that they could take home. Now, it's not the same as my laser. You know, the laser is a $30,000 device. You know, these lipo, my lipo is only $1,800. You know, it's a home unit, but it's still very, very effective. And I'm excited about it. You can come in, check it out. So if you're interested in finding out more about that, you know, go online, Google Dr. Tread Slim Body Laser Spa. And when you see the menu up at the top, you'll see one of the pages is Dr. Tread's Home Smart Lipo. And you can learn about it there. You can give us a contact page. I can send you some information on it. We really just want to help you to be healthy. I want you to become a highly resistant person so you don't have to take medicines that you don't want. That's the key here. Set you free. I want to set you free. My phone number is 772-223-5885. You can find me at Dr. Tread Slim Body Laser Spa.com. You can also just Google in Dr. Tread Laser Lipo, Stuart, Florida. You'll see tons and tons of information. I got a very well-viewed YouTube channel that has testimonials. And within our website, there's something that's really fantastic that you're going to really appreciate. If you go to slimbodylaserspa.com and you click on the menu option that says Love Letters, I have put in 60 8x10 love letters that were put in those 8x10 frames that we have in the office. I had the release from 60 people to allow us to put that on the internet. And you can scroll through them, click on them, and you can read their results and what they thought about the Slim Body Laser Spa, what they think about my staff and me. These are real people. You're probably going to see some people you recognize there. And if nothing is more powerful than that. And remember that please take care of your health. Start today. Don't wait. You got to do this today. Thank you so much from Dr. Tread. Hey, I'll see you next week, okay? Bye-bye.